USA. Sorry about that, folks. This is the Officer Jack McLam program coming to you from the High Rocky Mountains of Idaho, USA, once again this weekend. Hope you're having a good weekend, and may God bless you for doing His will, for actively doing His will. We're going to be talking to the Capitol Hill Commando here in just a few minutes. And I wanted to say to you first, folks, that, you know, if we are Christian or we love the Lord Jesus Christ with all of our hearts and we want to please Him, we have to do what He told us to do. In Ephesians 5:11, He said, not only do not participate in the unfruitful deeds of darkness, but instead expose them. So, that's our marching orders, to expose the unfruitful deeds of darkness constantly and operate in the sense that God told us to, and that is to occupy this land until His return. And so more marching orders we have from the Lord is to stand up against the evildoers. That's an action word, folks, stand up against the evildoers, and to rise up against the workers of iniquity. And so those are action words, and that's what we're doing in the mornings when we call on the Capitol Hill Commando to give us our marching order, so to speak, for Monday morning. We have a lot of things we have to do. And remember, folks, too, this is Sunday, so I'm going to throw in a little religion here. But if you read the Holy Bible, you'll find out God says that if the enemy is approaching and you do not become a watchman on the wall and expose the enemy to your friends, relatives, and associates and community, then their blood is on your hands. That's right in the Holy Scriptures. If we do not expose the fact that the enemy is approaching, then the blood of those citizens that lose their lives will be on our hands. That's what the Lord Jesus Christ says. Now, that's why we have the Capitol Hill Commando on the program, Ernie from Virginia, each week, because we have a duty to perform in the eyes of God. And there's no one that does that duty better that I know of than Ernie from Virginia. And with that said, let's get a hold of Ernie. Brother Ernie, are you there?
Yes, I am, Jack, and good morning.
You, thanks for being here.
Thank you, and good evening from one perspective, and that's from the derivatives and the financial crisis we have in our banking system today.
Oh, yes, okay.
I'd like to just briefly talk about that before I go over these bills. And, I mean, these bills are gathering steam in terms of attacks on our civil liberties.
Yes.
And after the break, I'll go into detail, but I want to do a little summary first.
Okay,
the state of
very
the
good, brother.
Economic
we'll be right
system.
Back, folks. Get your pencils and papers. Come armed to this program, as Colonel Bob Wright says. And we'll be right back with Capitol Hill Commando. Stay tuned.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Here on the Officer Jack McLam program with our dear brother, Capitol Hill Commando Ernie from Virginia. Let's go right back to him. We've got a lot of important things to talk about. Ernie, go right ahead, brother.
Well, thank you, Jack. I think to put in perspective the condition of what's going on, our politicians, many of them, are paranoid to death because they fear the financial collapse is underway. We know in the banking system that is in terrible, terrible shape. And Bob Chapman, in his latest international forecaster, writes banks are losing hundreds of billions of dollars, and those in the banking industry tell us only losing $1 billion is considered a good news event these days. This is a kind of social pathetic insanity we have to listen to these days. They are lying, and they simply can't help themselves.
Yeah.
All the foreigners are doing is dumping dollars, which are the wages of deindustrialization, deregulation, free trade, globalization, offshoring, and outsourcing, better known as the termination of your livelihood. This is written by Bob Chapman this past Saturday. And in Joel Skousen's World Affairs brief, he quotes the comptroller of the currency, who writes, not billion, trillion, the U.S. amount, the total derivatives in the top 25 banks in the U.S. amount to about $180 trillion. Not billion, trillion.
Trillion.
1,000 times a billion.
Hey, Ernie.
Yes.
If you come up with a way to express to the people what a billion is and what a trillion is, do that for us, brother, because people hear these words all the time, billion and trillion, and they get used to it, and they think it's, you know, oh, so it's only $1 billion or it's only $1 trillion, but it is incredible when somehow we can get in our mind what these figures are.
Well, let me put it in this perspective. In the third quarter of 2007, the total U.S. gross domestic product was only $11 trillion.
$11 trillion.
To get to a trillion, that's 1,000 times a billion. To get to a billion, that's 1,000 times a million.
Yes.
These are such big numbers, but as you know, Jack, from your police work, your active days as a policeman, what the focus was in our news media is blue-collar crime, or the crime by, you know, the people who steal from the 7-Eleven. And,
sure.
And you look at the millions of people in prison, in U.S. prison, and then you look at, you contrast that with all of this massive fraud that's going on in the banking industry.
Yes.
And these investment banks and the Federal Reserve covering this up. Uh-huh. And we don't see anybody going to jail for billions of dollars lost and pension funds being ruined. What is going on here, Jack?
It seems like
we have a two-tier system of justice. If you steal a little amount, you get big-time jail terms.
Uh-huh.
But if you fleece middle America and you line the pockets of the politicians, they seem to have a two-tier system of justice.
That's right. That's right. If you steal $1 billion, nothing happens to you. But if you steal $10 or $50 or $100, you go to jail.
Right. And that's what I think that's the real tragedy here when you look at these big numbers.
Yeah.
And $150 billion stimulus package is chump change compared to the state of the erosion of our banking system. It is in total bankruptcy along with the country. And yet the president in his State of the Union address last week, it was more of the same. It's almost like we have a disconnected Congress, and I remember the senators and the congressmen jumping and applauding to the president's speech. I'm saying to myself, are these folks in fantasy? What is really going on here? And same thing with our Ministry of Propaganda and our mainstream-controlled media. I watched the CNN political debate in California, and I saw how Ron Paul was treated. The only individual who's not CFR, Trilateral Commission connected, or a Bilderberg meeting, and he is the only one with any sanity as it relates to the total collapse of our banking system in our country.
That's
he is
right.
The only one that has written a bill to abolish the Federal Reserve Board of Governors and get a hold of this coming economic collapse.
Uh-huh.
But apparently Americans don't want to believe or cannot think for themselves. They are easily mesmerized by the controlled mainstream media, and many are led to believe that Mr. McCain, CFR member McCain, or CFR member Hillary, or CFR member Obama are going to affect some change here. I don't see it happening. I see it's more of the same, and we're heading toward disaster here.
We certainly are, brother. When I hear them say Hillary and Obama say change, 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 it always reminds me, I reach in my pocket and find my change, and that's what they mean. You're only going to have in your pocket change when they get elected.
Oh, precisely. And then it is somewhat frustrating, but we have to be patient. We have to be steady in the boat. We have to continue to support Congressman Ron Paul, despite all the massive election fraud in New Hampshire and the Dobble machines and electronic machines, which are so easily manipulated. And the evidence is there where ballots were hand-counted versus the machine counts, totally different. I mean, we have a broken system, but we have a broken system in our country and our mainstream media. But true Christians who understand freedom, and unfortunately, I think sometimes our Christian leaders and our pastors, if you read the latest article by Chuck Baldwin about the state of our ministers not having a clue about the Trilateral Commission or the CFR or Bilderberg, they must be out to lunch or something, because there is a clear pattern here. And what I'm going to talk about today with these bills that are coming up, it helps crystallize the pattern before us. and it adds a different perspective. And I'm not sure how much longer we'll be able to talk on the Internet if they pass the thought crime legislation.
That's right.
Senate Bill 1959.
It won't be very long, brother, if they pass that thought crimes legislation, because that's what it's about. It's to stop us from putting out the truth.
Right. And we also see, as a concerned citizen, and how the people are being so misled in the stock market and also in what's going on with the three sets of books on Wall Street and the exemption by the SEC on balance sheet accounting. I mean, the rules and the exemptions, the lack of enforcement, the lack of oversight and regulation, and to see the massive fraud and abuse, not only in the private sector and the banking system, but even with the in the Department of Defense. In the New York Times recent article, it showed it had an article entitled "The Defense Department's Major Weapons Programs Have Suffered Cost Overruns in the Billions of Dollars, Years Long Delays." So we have our Department of Defense, even with their major weapon systems, major cost overruns, ineffective contract administration. We have a broken system in terms of the contractor support in Iraq. We have massive waste, fraud, and abuse on both the public side and the private side. And then when I read the verdict on the case of the mismanaged American Indian Trust Funds, it was unbelievable this past week in the New York Times. That case has been before the courts 11 years, and on Wednesday, this past Wednesday, Judge James Robinson of the Federal District Court for the District of Columbia ruled that the Interior Department had, quote, unreasonably delayed its accounting for billions of dollars owed to American Indian landholders, and that the agency cannot remedy the breach. It is so broken. Our system is so broken in so many ways. And then when I read this legislation, and I want to point out to your listeners, there's a new article today entitled The New Crime of Thinking at www.lewrockwell.com. It's by Gary Barnett, and he summarizes quite effectively House Resolution 1955, the Violent Radicalization and Homegrown Terrorism Prevention Act of 2007. This act, now Senate Bill 1959, the Senate version is now being considered by he writes, by Senate committees. Well, actually, it's being considered by the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee. But I visited the website again today to see what the status is. They don't show anything on that. And I do recall from several weeks ago, it's probably been in a month and a half now, where they did take testimony and anecdotal evidence from two groups of speakers. And they promised information, a Q&A, and information like that would be on the website, but it's gone, Jack. But what I've been reading, Ted Pike's article not too long ago, that he thought that this bill, based on his sources, would come up in early February. So it's either going to come up this week or next week, unless the Senate is so bogged down with the stimulus bill. But
let me ask you, you mentioned a publication that article's in. Could you give that again?
Yes, it's on the website today, www.lewrockwell.com.
Okay, good.
And it's by Gary D. Barnett, and he talks about the article, and essentially this new proposed legislation will help an already tyrannical government in its effort to become supreme. So what we're up against.
Yeah.
If you look closely at the legislation and the pattern, and I talked about this on prior shows, Jack, about Senate Bill 817, the attack on private property rights, the thought crimes attacks, and also the House Resolution Bill number 6, the energy bill, and the government's federal government's continual sprawl in terms of power. It's unchecked. The states are sitting back and letting the federal government assume more and more power. And to eliminate the incandescent light bulb and not make that voluntary, this is a grab for power. And I read Saturday the feds are trying now to steal your water. House Resolution 2421, Section 5.1. This is written by Henry Lamb.
Yes.
And what the Congress is doing, they're striking navigable waters of the U.S. U.S. In the regulations and
okay.
Starting waters.
Hey, brother, hang on to that. I want to go over that again very well when we get back, but I hear the music, so we're coming up on a break.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Folks, we're back here on the Officer Jack McLam program on the Great Republic Broadcasting Network. And, Ernie, you just piqued my interest big time when you talked about controlling the water. So, brother, we had the music coming up. Would you go over that again, please?
Yes. Under the U.S. Constitution empowers the federal government essentially to regulate commerce among the several states.
Uh-huh.
Historically, this has been interpreted to empower the feds to regulate navigable waters of the U.S. Historical navigable waters were defined to be water deep enough to float a canoe. Historically, the regulation of all other waters has been left to state and local governments.
Yeah.
And before that, to whoever had the fastest gun. This was based on Henry Lamb's write-up.
Right.
But I know more about this because if you look at the Drinking Water Act and the Water Quality Act and the delegation of authority to the states and from there to the local governments, this seems to be a grab for more power. And it reminded me of the energy bill, the grab for power to abolish the light bulb and to dictate to states and the local governments and citizens. This is consistent with the UN Convention on the Law of the Sea, and more importantly, Agenda 21 that I've talked about and the UN summit, Earth Summit, dating back to 1992.
Right.
And even at that discussion, back in that summit, there was discussion about control of all the water. Because at one point, the UN was considering going with a taxing authority, although the UN Convention on the Law of the Sea does give the UN an indirect tax authority through the mineral extraction process in our seas, and gives the UN jurisdiction over land-based pollution sources. The UN Convention on the Law of the Sea doesn't go far enough to go after their real grab for power, and that's control of the water. You control the food, and we talked about controlling the food through genetically modified seeds, and then you control it through the water, and you're going for absolute control. And essentially, nearly 40%, 173 of the House of Representatives, and 20%, 20 of the Senate, have co-sponsored legislation that will change existing law by striking navigable waters of the U.S., each place it appears, inserting waters of the United States. House Resolution 2421, Section 5-1.
Uh-huh.
The proposed law will define waters of the U.S. to be, means all waters subject to the ebb and flow of the tide, the territorial seas, and all interstate and intrastate waters and their tributaries, including lakes, rivers, streams, including intermittent streams, mudflats, sandflats, wetlands, sloughs, prairie potholes.
Wow.
Wet meadows.
Unbelievable.
All right. Natural ponds.
Yeah.
And all impoundments of the foregoing to the full extent that these waters or activities affect these waters are subject to the legislative power of Congress under the Constitution. Congress is trying to amend the Constitution without following the method specified in the Constitution.
Very true.
This proposed law will give Congress the power to regulate water that has nothing to do with the Commerce Clause. Perhaps more important, it will give Congress the power to regulate activities affecting these waters. Where does the Constitution empower Congress to steal your city's reservoir? Where does Congress get the power to steal the stream or mud puddle or wet meadow?
Yeah.
Or to grant or deny any activities in which you may wish to engage on your private property?
Right.
This is another example of government sprawl. And it's another unconstitutional act. So what we need to do, we need to call our legislators, and both at the state level and our federal representatives and our senators, and say no to this House Resolution 2421, Section 5-1. And we should encourage our General Assembly delegates and state senators to stand up for our rights. This is an unconstitutional grab. The states are going to be adversely affected in local communities. And we need to stop this kind of unconstitutional activity. And, you know, it really goes back to the history of the 16th and 17th Amendment. We've talked about this before. But there was an article by John Christian Ryder, R-Y-T-E-R, today on newsreviews.com.
Yes.
And his title was, Could the 2000 Election Bring the America as We Know It? And what I like about his article, he really gives a comparison between how the money mafia or the elites control our elections and the pre-selection process, and they control who's going to be the loser. McCain's the CFR fall guy.
Right.
And we're
going
to get Hillary or Obama as the president, but more than likely Hillary, because we see from the flawed electronic voting machines the game's favoring her. So she's the ultimate winner. And if you go back to the Bilderberg meeting at the end of May, she was pre-selected to be the president. But by John Christian Ryder in his article, he lays out a good history on how the money mafia took control of the country, and he brought up the Teddy Roosevelt and Mr. Wilson's campaign, how it was done, how they secured the successful ratification of the 16th and 17th Amendments that gave the federal government the right to impose an income tax on the people and remove the states from the equation of federal power.
That's right.
Now, this is another grab, and we're going to talk more about it after the break.
Okay, we'll be right back after this break, folks. Hope you got your pencils and papers working, because I certainly do. Be right back with more from Capitol Hill Commando Ernie.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Folks, right back to Capitol Hill Commando, Ernie in Virginia. And Ernie, by the way, I Googled your name on the web and found out you and I have a part on the web about Capitol Hill Commando, Ernie from Virginia.
Oh, no kidding.
I was really pleased to see that. Go right ahead,
good.
Brother.
Okay. I'd like to also add on, before I go more into the discussion by John Kristen Ryder, I should also point out that House Resolution 2421, this water bill, this grab for this government sprawl, grab for power,
yeah.
There is a Senate bill, a comparable Senate bill, Senate Bill 1870, and both of these proposed legislation ignores the fundamental principle of freedom, and it ignores the U.S. Constitution. The regulation of non-navigable water should remain in the hands of state and local governments. There is no justification for the federal government to sprawl its powers over virtually all water and everything that may get wet across the entire nation. This law would trash the system of riparian rights in the East. The agenda that drives these organizations is not the U.S. Constitution, nor the rights of the people. Their agenda is to force the people to behave in ways they think is best for society. But I would argue This is consistent with the UN Earth Summit of 1992 and the attack not only on water, but on private property rights. And I've talked about before about sustainable development. But what Mr. John Christen writes about today, could the election, 2008 election, bring the end of America as we know it? And he explains the history of how presidents are pre-selected and the loser pre-selected to make the winner, to make it easy to win. And our super elites do a good job of this in the,
yeah,
the banking system. But he says, quote, the globalists are now completing the structure of a new non-government organization, NGO, known as the Transatlantic Economic Council. Agreement of intent was signed in a White House ceremony in April 2007 by President George Bush, German Chancellor Angela Merkel, and European Commission President José Manuel Barroso of Portugal.
Uh-huh.
Charged with the responsibility of finalizing the surrender of America's economic sovereignty to the European Union will be a task assigned to the next president. The globalists who are backing Clinton, Obama, and McCain, the current designated winner and losers of the election of 2008. But this is not new news to me, because I know at the Bilderberg meeting, the pre-selection was already done. And the Ministry of Propaganda, our mainstream, controlled mainstream media,
right,
helps make that happen by the bogus polls and then the rigged elections and then the discussion of the lead candidates and the absence of any meaningful discussion of Congressman Ron Paul, who has a plan to help save this country and restore the constitutional republic. Our controlled mainstream media, owned by this establishment crowd of super elites, they're trying to silence Ron Paul and also silence us, the individual citizen, because Ron Paul can't do it alone. We have to, Jack, other RBN participants and others, citizens in this country who love America, who love our God-given rights of freedom, we need to help this cause. We need to participate. And you can help by calling and saying no to these bills that I've been talking about.
Right.
Especially this House Resolution 2421 and Senate Bill 1870. Also, that Senate Bill 1959, the thinking crime legislation, which will eliminate the internet streaming, and it will make it illegal to have dissent, to talk about the government, pro or con. We will be reduced or muzzled to sheeple if we're not already there. But you can see what is happening right before our eyes, Jack, with the coming economic and financial collapse. And with all the police state legislation that's been passed, the Patriot Act, the Military Commission Act, and all these, and this war of terror, these elites are very systematic in their approach, and they use fear and terror to bring down the police state mechanism.
Yes.
Incrementally, step by step, and legislation after legislation, we've seen it not only with the hate crime legislation, but this thought crime legislation is beyond the pale. And then we have talked before about the Real ID Act and states wanting out and opting out, trying to get out. And at the very same time, I've been reading in December and early in January about all this money that's going to go to Homeland Security for the use of military satellites against the American people. If you recall, Jack, I spoke about the National Application Office. We need to also bring up the National Application Office and say no to that, and also say no to this telecom immunity to under the FISA Act reauthorization. We need to stand with the senators the Democratic senators who are taking on the administration. We don't want to see this FISA Act reauthorized, and we certainly don't want to give immunity to the telecom industry, because they've been doing this spying on American citizens. This goes way back. It goes back probably 50 years. But if this gets passed, then all of that, all the wrongdoing and the legal wiretapping, well, you know, it will be masked again. So we need to say no to that, to the FISA Act, no to this National Application Office, no to the UN Convention on the Law of the Sea, and read your listeners need to read this John Kristen Ryder article. And he sort of concludes, I think he favors Governor Romney, but I'm certainly no advocate for Governor Romney because of his CFR ties to the globalists. There's only one congressman, only one presidential candidate that will help restore the constitutional republic, and that's Congressman Ron Paul, as you know, Jack.
Yes.
Now, I want to turn to, let's say, the National Animal Identification System. When we're talking about the Real ID Act, we also need to address, and Doreen Hans, H-A-N-N-E-S, wrote a good article back on January 20th describing the National Animal Identification System and degree. And Henry Lamb has also written on this. And essentially what it will be under what they're doing now, and I don't see the enabling legislation unless you indirectly look at the there was a Animal Health Protection Act, and maybe through the Animal Health Protection Act, indirectly they're using that legislation to authorize spending this hundreds of millions of dollars to create this database system that will require all the animals to be registered, and at some point your pets, if you own a pig and you sell it to your neighbor, you're going to have to report the sale to the government. And if you own a horse and if you ride your horse off your property, you're going to have to report that to the government. So they're building this massive, massive database, not only to track the animals, but with the Real ID Act, they want to track everybody. Whatever you do, they want to track and monitor
everything. Everything, brother. Everything.
Now, you know, when you have a system like that, Jack, doesn't that remind you of the Soviet Union system where they prepared the communists?
Yes, that's why they have the three top communists running Homeland Insecurity, the three top communists of the KGB.
Oh, absolutely. That is very
true. East German Stasi and old communist Chertoff himself, because they're trying to set it up identical and actually make it even more severe than the Russian and East German communist system.
Precisely, and with the technology, the cell phone telephones and our satellites, with RFID chips, at some point, if this goes forward, this Real ID Act, and we need to continue to call our legislators and say, we do not want this Real ID Act. And the chairman of the Judicial Committee, Senator Leahy, has indicated he would support reversal on the Real ID Act because he knows millions of Americans don't want this system.
Right.
This is another unconstitutional grab by the federal government. This should be the state's rights, not the federal government rights, and anybody who supports that should be voted out of office.
Yes.
So we need to continue to undo this system. Department of Agriculture should be spending their funds in the Food and Drug Administration on protecting the American citizen. Excuse me. And they should be monitoring the processing plants and putting their resources there instead of building these massive database systems that will curtail freedom in America. Because, you know, the tainted meats haven't been coming from American farmers. They've been coming from NAFTA, via NAFTA and CAFTA and all the free trade legislation. And speaking of that, we need to support Congressman Goode and his efforts to try to undo NAFTA. And he's got the House Concurrent Resolution 22 to get us out of NAFTA, get us out of CAFTA. House Concurrent Resolution to say no to the NAFTA superhighway system and the North American Union with Mexico and Canada. We need to support that resolution. And House Resolution 939, especially to put troops on our border with Mexico. We need to move the troops out of South Korea, put them on our border with Mexico. That's consistent with Pat Buchanan's discussion with Glenn Beck a few weeks ago when he presented his book entitled Day of Reckoning. He talked about moving the troops to the border to protect American citizens. The crime against American citizens by these illegal aliens dwarfs what any crimes committed by citizens of Afghanistan and Iraq. Or the whole focus is out of whack here. And this administration has not been protecting American citizens. In fact, they have facilitated this illegal invasion. And from my viewpoint, Jack, based on what I've read by Dr. Jerry Corsi in his book, The Late Great USA, and the coming merger of Mexico, Canada, and the U.S. This is a systematic process. And to implement this regional government, to move us into a one-world regional, one-world government at some point, incrementally, it'll be our North American Union first, and then eventually the American Union. And that's why we're seeing all this free trade, more free trade discussion, even in the State of the Union address by the president. He was talking about enlarging another, doing another free trade agreement with Colombia, Panama, and another country based on memory here. But we need to put an end to this, secure our borders, elect President Ron Paul, implement tariffs, abolish NAFTA, get out of GATT, say no to this U.N. Convention on the Law of the Sea, and hold every senator, require every senator and every House of Representatives to disclose their CFR membership. And I would urge all your listeners to vote against anyone who is connected with the CFR, the Council on Foreign Relations, or the Trilateral Commission, or the Bilderberg Organization, because these people are committing treason against the United States of America and our nation state, our sovereignty, and our U.S. Constitution and Bill of Rights.
Roger that, brother. You said it. Some of those candidates, like the one from Colorado, what was his name, that dropped out? It's just like the huckster. It's just like the huckster. He is not... I don't see him listed on the CFR membership, but he's definitely a globalist.
Well, he did
definitely
go to the...
Definitely a globalist. Everything he talks about is in line with promoting the globalist system.
Absolutely, and he did visit back in September. He tried to get their support, and he sounded good to them based on what I read. He did go before the Council on Foreign Relations at a meeting to try to gather their support, and I think his whole candidacy was running to undermine Congressman Ron Paul's candidacy.
Yeah, listen, if you can find out that article on how he went before the CFR, send it over to me, brother, because
I'd
love to have that. I didn't see that, but I know that one thing, everything he talks about is right in line with the globalist antichrist system.
Precisely.
Yeah.
And it's tragic. I have yet to see current news on Federal Border Security Agents Ramos and Campion.
Right.
We have bills that apparently the White House and Congress are not taking any further action on, and these were done by the gentleman that you mentioned, or the congressman from Colorado, Mr. Tancredo, and House Concurrent Resolution 37. We have 22 co-sponsors to help them get out of prison here.
Yeah.
And we are still waiting on the appeals court decision. I think it was 4 to 6 weeks, we were told on the Lou Dobbs show, but we had another armed incursion by Mexican soldiers, and the Judicial Watch noted that there were 29 documented incidents, and apparently the only thing the U.S. government is doing is just recording the incidents and taking no action against Mexico.
That's right. No, they don't, because the federal government of Mexico is helping the drug runners get the drugs in, and our government is in league with them to get those drugs into this country, so our government's not going to do anything.
That's right. And there is a, I don't have the bill number, but I understand Congressman Ron Paul has recently filed another bill in the House of Representatives to prevent the proposed Tan Texas corridor from receiving federal dollars. That's consistent with Congressman Virgil Good's bill.
I see.
But we need to support Congressman Ron Paul in so many ways. And he's also running for Congress again, I understand. So if he isn't elected president, I'd certainly, at a minimum, like to see him back in the House, because he's one of the few that stood up to House Resolution 1955, and again, his House Resolution 2755 to abolish the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve System is a good start. We need to return to the issuance of coin and money pursuant to the Constitution, and not allow these private Federal Reserve banks and these super elites who are the majority stockholders to make a windfall off the backs of the American workers. And that's all we've been doing. All of this wealth creation, or this debt creation, has lined their pockets for years. And this was done way back, and it was unconstitutional when it was done. And even the 16th Amendment and 17th Amendments, there have been many articles and documents saying that there wasn't sufficient affirming vote. It was unconstitutionally put in and was never really challenged. So, but at least Congressman Paul is trying to push a bill to change that course. And in the end, once the collapse comes, the Federal Reserve is going to go anyhow, but we will end up with the Amero or something else. But it'll be a little too late. Now, we're continuing to see the attacks on our veterans, although in the State of the Union address, the President did indicate increased support for veterans, and I think the two-year period has been enlarged to 5 years after a veteran who is wounded or from the Iraqi or Afghanistan wars to be given medical treatment up to 5 years after leaving service.
Yes, it's really bad for the soldiers and the veterans out there, brother, very bad, and it's because of this administration and the international criminals that control it. We'll be right back after this break, folks. Stay tuned.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkeylight's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylight, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylight is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylight, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hey, folks, back right away here with Capitol Hill Commando Ernie from Virginia. Go ahead, Ernie. We're just about out of time, brother.
Okay. Well, Jack, I encourage you to keep an eye on the actions being taken by this administration and Congress to continue to undermine our Second Amendment rights. As you know, we spoke about the Veterans Disarmament Act that was signed by the president back on January 8th. And there was no discussion in the mainstream media, but that was derived from Senator Schumer's bill in House Resolution 2640, which would allow psychiatrists to, or just a psychiatrist statement, to eliminate the right of a military veteran who might have a mental disorder or something, and not found to have such a disorder by a court, but just by a psychiatrist, to eliminate his law, if he was a law-abiding citizen, to eliminate his right of self-defense to own a gun, essentially. And I know, Jack, you've talked about that before.
Sure.
But there was another concern expressed by the Gun Owners of America recently by the executive director, Larry Pratt, who had pleaded with the Bush administration to withdraw an anti-gun brief filed by the U.S. Solicitor General in the Supreme Court case regarding the District of Columbia ban on handguns. I've not been able to get any additional information on this, but this is a potentially very troubling attack on our Second Amendment rights, because essentially it would threaten, it could be interpreted to allow a variety of gun restrictions by local government if they chose to do so, and undermining, essentially, they're back doing, or indirectly undermining, our Second Amendment rights with this brief that they filed, and Larry Pratt has strongly opposed it, but I haven't heard anything lately on this. But that's another...
Brother, you won't hear anything from the NRA on it either. That's sad.
Oh, it is very sad. So when you look at the state of the economy, the U.S. debt to gross domestic product was 260% back at the time of the Depression. Today it is 343%. And given all of the investigations, ongoing investigations at the U.N., there's over 250 investigations of wrongdoing. And despite all of the impropriety at the U.N., the Senate Foreign Relations Committee in October passed the U.N. Convention on the Law of the Sea by 17-4, and I know our Virginia Senators Webb and Warner support this, to give the U.N. jurisdiction over the United States land-based pollution sources and to give the International Seabed Authority control, and we would only have one voice among 150 countries. This is a very bad treaty. This is something that the president right now is still pushing, and this could come up for a vote any day. So I urge the listeners to call the U.S. Capitol switchboard, speak to their representatives or their senator staff, area code 877-851-6437. Again, area code 877-851-6437, and oppose these bills I've talked about today. But I do have one bill I would support, and that is Senate Bill 2324 to amend the Inspector General Act of 1978, a bill sponsored by Senator McCaskill, the former state auditor of Missouri, to strengthen the IG concept. We certainly need it more than ever to ferret out this massive waste, fraud, and abuse, and to hold the treasonous people at the top of the government that have done all this malfeasance, and to hold them accountable, and they should be prosecuted or impeached.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Roger that, brother. My gosh. Ernie, you're incredible, brother. You're absolutely incredible. We love you, and thank you so much for your hours and hours of research every week to bring us this very important update so we can take action Monday morning. God bless you, brother. Hope you have a good day.
Thank you, Jack, and God bless you.
Okay, thank you now. Wow, my goodness, folks. We'll be right back.
Gold.